Not the boring, generic, milquetoast stuff coming from the network in Connecticut.
I'd describe him as the best, obviously.
Cattles.
He throws it out there. Speaks his mind. That's cool.
And Rami.
He's supposed to make people laugh. He's just an expert at it.
Cattles and Rami.
Live and local in the afternoon.
Sactown Sports.
The third pick belongs to the Portland Trailblazers. The second pick will be made by the Charlotte Hornets. And that means that the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft goes to the San Antonio Spurs.
That courtesy of ESPN, it is Cattles and Rami. No Cattles today. Jay slides into the co-host chair, which he did yesterday with Cattles. I'm back with you from the midday. Simone on the other side of the glass, as always, and Kyle sitting in JJ's chair on the ones and twos. This afternoon, you can check us out at youtube.com/SactownSports, Sactown Sports app, and of course, over the old airwaves at 1140. Get in on the show, text 916-339-1140, or you can give us a call at 800-920-1140 and get in on the fun today. I'm at the computer that Cattles is usually at today, and so I got to log in to all my stuff.
Yeah.
And for all the verifications passwords, all I have open is my email. We communicate on Slack. I got that open. I got YouTube and Twitter open. That's it. Those are the only things I have open. I swear I had to enter 5 passwords and confirm and verify. I'm not that important. I'm not that important.
That's why you bring your own laptop, Ron.
I need all this security. It's unnecessary. All of this is unnecessary. I'm telling all the people at all the tech companies that this is all unnecessary.
I'm not playing. I'm watching.
Exactly. We don't need all this. Busy, busy show today. A theme on the show, JJ.
And I know this
is the same with you. I can't help watch anything NBA related.
Yeah.
And not think about the Kings. Yeah. Right?
100%.
Right? And we'll get to the Western Conference Finals and our thoughts on that and our thoughts on
it's over.
And how it's over.
It's over.
Hang on to that for just a second.
I'm hating.
But we want to start right there with the NBA draft lottery last night. The Wembanyama sweepstakes last night, which, as you heard, the San Antonio Spurs won. They got the number one pick. And as you heard, Chairman Peter John Holt is a spaz. He spazzed out when he heard that. When he heard that they got the number one pick.
Let's go.
Did you see him turn to it was a former player for the Blazers. Brandon Roy. Did you notice Peter John Holt like momentarily turned to him for like a high five and then realized, oh, not the same team. We are not the same team. He absolutely lost it. And he's the third generation of Holtz to run the team. He has like this lucky wooden golden key that he brought with him as like a good luck charm. He's the third generation of Holtz.
Must be nice.
To land a dominant big man with the number one pick.
And it, you know, as soon as it came on, I was playing yesterday. It's rigged, right? Because that's just what everybody said. No matter who gets the number one pick in the NBA, you're going to say it's rigged,
right?
Because, look, the Pistons fail. I was rooting for Portland. I wanted to see Charlotte. Same. You know, something of that nature to keep it going. Of course I knew the Spurs were going to get it. Once it came down to the last three, and I said, I said it's going to go to the Spurs. And it's put it this way, Rami, it's convenient. It is super convenient that the Spurs would get the number one pick. And I said this off the air yesterday to Nick, is this. God bless Greg Popovich because he was getting ready to retire before his wife passed. His wife passed, and I think it's almost one of those things where my loves, my wife, basketball, and we know he loves his wine, right? So at this point, it's, what are you still here for? You've accomplished everything. Now I'm not
life's passion.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so this is why I say it's very, very convenient. We were probably getting ready to lose one of the most prominent head coaches we've ever seen in this league. Mm-hmm. We got to throw them a bone. We got to keep them around because I don't care what the Spurs have down there. It ain't Victor Wembanyama. I don't care how talented the youngsters were. I don't see a superstar out of anybody over there for the Spurs, and they weren't going into anywhere anytime soon far, especially when you got the Kings. You still got a bunch of teams like Memphis still fiddling around youngsters. OKC's on the up and coming, on the rise. Minnesota, Anthony Edwards. There's some, you know, some teams. We're not even going to include the Warriors, the Lakers, you know, the Suns, that type of stuff. Conveniently, Rami, that's the word I'm using today. Conveniently, the Spurs got Victor Wembanyama.
And Jay, I think you're going down the road that I want to go down here. And again, I can't watch any NBA without thinking how does this affect the Kings in some way, shape, or form. I was thinking that and going, well, how long till Wembanyama and the Spurs are coming for the Kings and the rest of the West? Because you look at their roster and they got a few young pieces. This Keldon Johnson kid, 23 years old. He came on at the end of the season. He was averaging like 25 points for like the last couple of weeks of the season. They got Trey Jones, who's a solid point guard, also 23 years old. And then they have this Jeremy Sochan kid, who was, am I saying that right? I don't even know if I'm saying
it. Sochan, Sochan, they're both Sochan. The same.
He's what, 19?
He's a good ball player, though.
19, and he opened some eyes this year. And then you look at the assets that they've compiled over this last couple of years as they've sort of planned for this. They were tanking for Wembanyama. A lot of teams were. They were the ones who won the sweepstakes. They got 5 first-round picks, 9 second-round picks between now and 2029, plus 2 first-round pick swaps. Also included that are unprotected first from Atlanta in 2025 and 2027.
DeJounte Murray.
As a result of the DeJounte Murray trade, they could enter next summer, Jay, the summer of 2024, with maximum cap room, 3 first-round picks, their own top 6 protected pick from the Raptors in the Poeltl trade, and a more speculative, as they put it, top 14 protected Charlotte pick.
Yeah.
They could have all that just next offseason to work with.
Conveniently, the Spurs won. Now, I didn't do the research on this. I looked at that a little bit yesterday. I didn't look to see what the Pistons had, you know, in their holster. I didn't look to see what Charlotte had in their holster. And we kind of know what Portland is, you know. They have to make a move for them to have some bullets in their gun. Conveniently, Rami, again, I'm going to say it made sense for the Spurs to win. Conveniently, for everything that you just said, and this is the problem. Convenience doesn't work for everybody, and that's the problem with the Kings. Convenience, having to see Wembanyama, who you absolutely have no one to play or stop that cat right now.
Who does?
Well, there's some guys.
He has a guy to the NBA, he's not going to come in the league and just run it from day one. I'm not saying that, but the skill set that he has, like how exactly do you stop when he can do one-footed three-pointers and dunk without jumping? You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about here? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, man. But it's just the convenience of them guys winning. It's it doesn't surprise me. Let me put it that way. It does not surprise me that the Spurs won the lottery.
2025, you think?
Take it
how you
want.
For the West?
Yes.
Right?
I think immediately they become a problem in the fact of just what you said. You got to try to solve the Wembanyama puzzle. And if you don't do a good job in the first year, and this is my thing, rookies, and I know I'm switching sports, but in baseball and a lot of times, they normally have a flash real quick because most people don't have a book on them. We don't know how to stop them, right? And it's for whatever people keep on talking about Wembanyama, and the fact is like, oh, he's been the hype, you know, the most hype prospect in a year and a half or ever, a year and a half and all that. A year and a half isn't that long. I mean, there's still guys I have yet to see Wembanyama play. Like, I know they showed a couple times on TV. I've seen the highlights and all that, but just minute to minute, I haven't seen him play. So I guarantee there's some teams who haven't done the best research. They know about him. They know how he plays. But you can't tell me every scout, every coach, every head coach, especially with their schedule, they know how this guy plays. So I think he's going to come out. He's going to have a good first season.
Yeah, I mean, he's the odds-on favorite for Rookie of the Year, I guess. I haven't looked at the odds in that regard. But
don't waste your money.
If I'm them, Jay, I'm trying to – and this isn't easy when they have the young talent that I just laid out there. I'm trying to tank for one more year. to go into next year with
Truth.
Because like I said, their two first round picks are both protected in trade. So I'm trying to finish as high as I can. Use all like I said, they might have maximum cap space to use. Use that. Go get a veteran free agent to put with these kids. Be bad for one more year, and in 2025. They could make a huge, huge leap and be a problem for the Kings and the rest of the Western Conference.
Trust the process is what you're saying.
For sure. One more year. One more year. If you're the Spurs or you're Spurs fans, one more year of patience and this thing could pay off in a big way in 2025.
So what would you like to see real quickly? What would you like to see Wembanyama come out and do next year? Because you're saying you want the Spurs to lose, almost tank. What are you expecting for this guy to?
That's the thing. If he comes out and he does what I mean, it looks like he's capable of doing. It's hard to tank. It's hard not to win at least 25-30 games.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. If you have a guy that's that good, plus those other young pieces that I mentioned, mm-hmm. you have around him. If I'm them, I'm looking at the picks that they have in 2027, 2029, all that stuff. I'm trading that, you know, because by then we should be at the top. We should be at the mountaintop and contending for championships if you're the Spurs. But I'm trying to hold on to everything I have next offseason and hopefully end up in the top 5 to 10 picks with one or two of those picks that you've compiled here over the last few years as you've been planning for this. And Jay, you're talking about the convenience of it with Pop and everything else.
Man.
You know that they're about to open a brand new state-of-the-art training center. It's almost like they knew, right? Almost like they knew that there was a new era in Spurs basketball about to start.
You know how it goes, Rami? When you pull up to the store, the LIQ store, the corner store, whatever store that you frequently, when you go in there or you go into Target or Walmart, you go in there, you're looking for one or two things, right?
Yep.
Conveniently, you come out with about 12 things because you see, oh, you know what? I like that. Or you all of a sudden, you got the munchies or the sweets. The taste buds.
Every time. Got to get some gummy bears.
Man, come on, man. Conveniently.
Yes, sir.
Conveniently.
I mentioned this at the end of the Chris and Company show. I was at Target yesterday. If you're watching, anybody from Target, can I get a water bottle without a straw? That's all I'm asking for. It's a water bottle without a straw, Jay. I was looking for every water bottle in the aisle has a straw on it. What is this? Why are we all walking around with sippy cups?
I'm going to tell you why on the other side.
That's a great tease.
I'm going to tell you why.
That's a great tease. And more on the NBA right after this.
One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
That's the show. Cattle's out today and probably for a few days. Some business to take care of on the home front. We're going to hold down the fort until then. I'm the Rami half of Cattle's. That's Jay sliding in for Nick. Kyle Simone, other side of the glass. You can check us out at youtube.com/SacktownSports. If you do that, hit that thumbs up. Subscribe. Do all the stuff. That'll help us work those algorithms and build this brand. Chris on the YouTube page says, I have that Captain America shirt. You have earned an early like. And coincidentally, I got this shirt at Target, and I said before the break that I went to Target yesterday looking for a water bottle, and I couldn't find one without a straw. And Jay said he knows why that is. Back to the NBA talk in a second, but Jay, why is that?
It is because of this. If you look around, post-pandemic,
yes,
every time you go anywhere, and I just experienced this in New York, they give you a straw with your drink. So, like, I got a can of soda. Gave me a straw. And I'm looking around like, why? Why did I get a straw with a can of soda, right? Next day or something, I grabbed another bottle of Snapple or something. Plastic bottle, you know, whatever. Gave me a straw. So I started asking. I'm like, man.
Really?
I said it out loud. And my wife said something to me that made sense. Post-pandemic, no one drinks off the bottles, the cans, the cups, none of that stuff anymore. And it's because of we don't know. Well, a couple things. And I did the research on this, man.
I'm germophobic. Even I haven't gone this far.
Yeah, but see?
I'm not Nick Cattle's germophobic, but I'm germophobic.
But think about it. We had so much stuff sitting on docks. We had so much stuff sitting at the pier. We don't know what the germs and everything that came off of that type of stuff.
My own personal water bottle, I'm going to wash it.
Nah,
you know
brother,
what I mean?
It's we're living in a different time. We're living in a different
situation. I think it's that we are all babies
situation.
And we want sippy cups.
Well, you
know,
might be
we
true.
We all want to walk around like... You know what I mean? That's
I mean, everywhere you go now, you get plastic silverware for the most part now. Comes in the bag, you know, all that type of stuff, man. And look around. People are, I mean, here in California, a lot of people still wearing masks, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've noticed that. I've noticed that. And I came from Wisconsin, where apparently the pandemic is just, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah. COVID is not a thing back there.
It's over, man.
Let's go to Steven on the phone. Steve, what's up, man?
What's up, my guy?
How are you?
I think I'm good, man. How are you?
Great. So good.
I can make your day even better.
Oh.
So if you let me be a plug for you for a second, I work at a spot that
I'm not allowed to give you free plugs for stuff. That would get me in real, real trouble. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You know what I'm saying? I got a water bottle for you, my guy. Like a nice one. A nice good Yeti water bottle. So
does it have a straw?
We'll have to get together.
Does it have a straw? Does it have a straw?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm shameless. I'll take free stuff. Put them on hold. I just
can't do anything else. Can't do anything else.
I just can't do it for plugs.
Can't do nothing.
That's all.
Yeah, can't do anything else.
If people want to gift me things, they're allowed to gift me things. Just not. You can't trade it for plugs. You
outside of the show, for sure.
You got to go through the proper channels to do that. Jay, the other big thing in the NBA last night, the NBA. Well, we'll get to the NBA Western Conference Finals in just a second. But am I crazy or was that? Was that broadcast weird last night?
Yes, man. Fuzzy was a bear, brother. Look, let me tell you something. You know, it's one of I'm a big First 48 fan.
Yeah.
You know the show First 48?
Yeah.
And I always say this. I mean, we have some of the crispiest telephones that could take picture. I mean, you could zoom in on a person, zit on their face.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking for something that's a crime or you're looking for something, it's like, why are always the cameras so fuzzy?
Jay, I've said the same thing about aliens. Like, you get this Air Force footage. How come the Air Force has cameras on their plane that are lower quality than my dad's 80s camcorder?
Right.
Like, tape an iPhone to a jet and we're going to get a better picture of the UFO than what the Air Force has given us. You know what I mean? I'm 100% with you.
Dude, you can see from a satellite to the ground, you can see a tree almost.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
My whole point of that is, what was going on with ESPN? Did they not put the money in?
I don't know.
The Wi-Fi, that they had connected to the Wi-Fi, didn't get a hard line, as we call it in the business? So what happened?
Dude, Brian Windhorst looked like he was reporting from a war.
Yes.
Like, short of having the press helmet on, you know how they always
and
wear the
badge,
press helmet?
The
video and sound quality was terrible. It was like almost a hostage situation.
Yes.
And that room that they had Victor Wembanyama in was tiny. He could barely fit in the room. He could barely stand up in the room.
ESPN spent the money because they flew Brian Windhorst to France for a 70-second blurry interview.
That was the check. Look, we send the talent, not the technology. Maybe we tapped in on the France technology, and
dude,
that was the situation.
They broadcast the Olympics every 2 years, crystal clear. Is it that hard to get a clear signal from France to Connecticut?
Yeah.
Or it was in Chicago.
The weirdest part was the French broadcast was totally fine. Looked great. It was just ESPN.
That's odd. And then even the where they were holding it looked like a convention center at the Hilton.
Yes.
You know what I
yes.
mean? The whole thing looked kind of cheap. And then I didn't know this, Jay. You sent this along this morning. I didn't catch it. But you know, Twitter, social media.
Oh, catches everything.
They catch everything.
Fuzzy camera or not.
Fuzzy camera or not. They catch everything.
That's right.
And this was after the NHL debacle where they botched that draft. If you were watching closely, if you had a keen eye, or if you were just on social media at the time and follow somebody who had a keen eye, they leaked who won the draft last night. As the guy was walking over to the podium with the cards, the card on the very bottom, which would be the number one pick as they're taking him off the stack, you could, if you look closely, you can see the Spurs logo right there on it. Man, what is going on with ESPN, the worldwide leader, that they keep on botching these drafts, and they look like low-budget operations?
Again, I think they're, you know, one thing about ESPN, Disney, ABC, they put a lot of money into the talent, and the technology seems to be lacking. And just the small things, you know, small things. Like, how would it not be in an envelope when you guys are making sure that you're pulling out a Hallmark type card out of an envelope?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Why would you wrap that? Why wouldn't that be in a bin,
Didn't the number one pick used to be like in a big envelope that they would pull it out of? Probably to avoid this very thing. Man, what is going on over there?
I mean, Hallmark does it. They got a million cards everywhere. So you walk into a grocery store and get an envelope.
I would love if they had the number one pick card in an envelope and you could clearly see the Hallmark. The Hallmark
look on the front. Somebody would pay for that.
Oh, for sure.
Hallmark would definitely
pay for that. Or like, isn't the Larry O'Brien trophy now is presented in like a Louis Vuitton leather case. Yeah. Yep. The companies will definitely pay for that free publicity. It was weird. It was just a weird, and I was watching it with my girlfriend.
Okay.
And I've pointed this out a couple of times that like watching sports with people who don't watch sports and the things that they notice that we're just glazed over to, you know what I'm like, first of all, she pointed out, like, she saw Victor Wembanyama doing Victor Wembanyama things on the TV and she was like, oh my God, that's not natural. That is just not like, if you've like started to already take Wembanyama for granted because you've seen all the highlights, somebody who hasn't sees that and goes, what the hell is happening right now? And she was the one who pointed out like the convention center look to the whole thing.
Yes.
The graininess of the video where I was just watching and it was almost like any other NBA draft to me, but it's a weird operation when you think about it. When you look back at it.
Agreed. And, you know, I'd never even pictured the hotel ballroom look. You know, I didn't, like you said, I glazed over it. But once you said that today, I went back and looked, and I was like, oh, yeah, it definitely does look like he was in a double tree. You know, he was definitely in a double tree with the hard brown wood floor. You know, you didn't even get the Kempton style. You a double tree. That's not it, man.
Coming up at 2:45, Simone is going to try to explain something to the rest of the show. But after this, we'll get into the Western Conference Finals. It's Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports Headlines.
It's Simone with your Sactown Sports Headlines. Last night, Denver Nuggets took the series lead in the coveted Western Conference Finals against the Los Angeles Lakers, 132-126. Nikola Jokic showed his MVP-worthy credentials on the hardwood, enjoying his sixth triple-double of his impressive playoff run with 34 points, 21 boards, and 14 assists, including a stunning step-back three to end the third.
Jokic has it at the point you got to shoot it. Does for three.
Got it at the horn! Davis.
Series continues tomorrow in Denver, 5:30 jump off. Tonight in the East, Boston Celtics and Miami Heat square up in TD Garden with a 5:30 tip for game one of that respective series. The San Antonio Spurs secured the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft lottery last night, securing the go-ahead rights to draft French phenom Victor Wembanyama. Check out SactownSports.com for comprehensive results and draft implications for the Sacramento Kings.
Let's do it.
I'm Simone. Those are your Sactown Sports headlines. Please welcome in Rayshon Haylaw to Cattles and Rami with JJ sitting in.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive, Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports.
Yeah, bad hosting before the break. I teased Western Conference Finals talk, and I'm mistaken. We have a guest. I did also tease Simone is going to explain something to us at 2:45, and I can tell already on the YouTube page, people are intrigued. That was a good tease, just saying Simone is going to explain something to us at 2:45, which the rest of us need explaining. But as you also heard Simone say in the update, guess now on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop to talk some 49ers from KTLA and the 49ers podcast, Believe on the Believe Network. It is Rayshon Haylaw. Rayshon, how are you this afternoon, my man?
I'm doing well, thanks. Hey, look, I hate to ruin the mood here. You want to talk some hoop? We can talk some hoop.
We can get into that maybe a little later. We got you here today, and I told JJ, I'd like somebody on to talk about the 49ers rookie mini camp. Is that even, Rayshon, this is a question you won't hear a lot of sports talk hosts ask. Is it worth it? Was there things to take away from the rookie mini camp this year?
I mean, if you want to dive into it, I think more than the 49er rookie mini camp, I think one of the more important things that's pressing that everybody's talking about is the quarterback situation.
Yes.
And there are no rookies involved in that one. But, hey, I mean, you want to talk rookies, we can talk rookies.
What do you make – I'll get into the quarterback situation. What do you make of the quarterback situation? And namely, what do you make of all the Darnold – hype that seems to be bubbling up to the surface right now? Where do you think that's coming from? Is it just we're starved for NFL season to start and people are reaching for takes?
No, I think it's a real thing. I think Sam Darnold is here for a reason. And this is something on the pod we kind of spitballed about, I want to say a couple years ago, like prior to his departure from the Jets, about him coming to the Niners and Kyle Shanahan kind of getting his hands on him, right? We've talked for years about how Kyle is sort of this quarterback whisperer of sorts, how he's able to get certain things out of that position, and Darnold certainly fits the bill in terms of what he was looking for prior to them drafting Trey Lance, right? He wanted someone with a little bit more mobility, obviously a strong arm, but someone able to get out of the pocket, someone able to make some plays when things got off script, which, you know, Jimmy didn't necessarily always show the propensity to be able to do. And so, and Sam Darnold, you got a former number three pick in the draft. You know, he was drafted that high for a reason. I think that, you know, and Kyle said this, you know, he's just unfortunately been in some bad situations. I mean, the Jets situation speaks for itself. And then he goes down to Carolina and he's got, you know, a first time NFL head coach in Matt Rhule and a first time NFL OC in Joe Brady. So he kind of really hasn't been dealt, you know, a great hand here, so to speak. And so you get him in this opportunity with Kyle Shanahan, and I think it's a real thing. I think he's here for a reason. And one thing people don't know, and it's something I personally believe about Sam Darnold, I think his best football is ahead of him. And I say that because he hasn't had a lot of reps as a quarterback. This guy was a linebacker as a sophomore in high school. He missed the majority of his junior year in high school with a foot injury. So he really only had one full season as a starter as a quarterback in high school. And, of course, he goes on to USC and does some great things. And he gets to the NFL and he's, you know, kind of, you know, not necessarily had the best cast of characters to sort of work with, if you will. So I think where there's smoke, there's fire. I think the Sam Darnold thing is real.
Rashawn, man, Jay here. You're speaking about rookies. I want to talk about a person that was a rookie last year, but someone that it seems like everybody's expecting big things this year. When you're playing next to Javon Hargrave, Eric Armstead, and Nick Bosa, it can't be too hard. But what's your thoughts on Drake Jackson this year?
My guy. Hey, look, I'm so glad you mentioned him because let's just take it back a little bit, right? Look at the defense last season. Look at the step that Deamador Lenore was able to take from year one to year two. Look at the step Talanoa Hufanga was able to take from year one to year two. Now you bring in a guy in Drake Jackson, and he played well in spurts last year. Obviously, as a rookie, it's tough. There's just the learning curve is huge, right? And so there's some things to work on there. But, you know, that defensive line staff there, they are highly touted for what they're able to do and how they're able to get the best out of players. And so I know there was a lot of talk in free agency about, you know, why didn't they really go after a big-time edge, right, opposite Bosa? Well, he might already be in the building, and the guy might be Drake Jackson. You know, he was a pass rushing specialist at USC. This is a guy who simply gets after the quarterback. And so, you know, you give him that rookie season to kind of go through some growing pains of sorts. But let's see what year two has in store for him. I think he could be primed for a breakout year. I don't think there's a middle ground, right? I think when you look at this defensive line staff and what they're able to do, right? How they're able to turn guys who maybe you didn't even think of, and they've had, you know, career years here, so to speak, on the defensive line for the Niners. And I think with Drake Jackson, I think you're going to see either a huge step or you're not going to see him play much at all. And I think it's going to be the former. I think he's going to take a huge step, and I think he's going to be a bona fide threat opposite Bosa.
Rashawn Haylock, host on KTLA and the 49ers podcast, our guest here on Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports. for a few more minutes. I am going to ask you one thing about rookie camp, because there was one name I kept seeing pop up on my timeline, and that's, and I'm not sure if I'm saying this right. I've only read the name. Jakur Pearson, wide receiver who came out of the XFL, and I came across a video yesterday, and it looks like this dude can absolutely fly. Is he one of the guys that was opening some eyes at rookie camp and maybe has a shot to make this roster?
Dude, he looked like he was running next to me and you, right? he was flying, and all of a sudden, obviously, all the comparisons and stuff come out there. But I mean, look, this when you take guys from that level and guys are able to have some success at that level, and you bring them in, and there's an opportunity there, right? We saw Turpin with the Cowboys last year, what he was able to do with his opportunity after being, you know, an MVP candidate of sorts, you know, playing in the USFL, I believe, is where he came from. And so I think, I mean, obviously, it's rookie camp, right? There's only so much you can take from it. You know, you kind of take those things with a grain of salt. But one thing that I will say is speed is speed, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care who you're going out there against, right? It's not like those guys that you know, out there on defense were playing in the mud. I mean, it's speed is speed. That's one thing that you can't teach. And so you got a guy that's a burner like that can run in the pads. Then that's something to watch out for. I mean, you look at the 49er wide receiver room, and I mean, you got some guys there already, right? I think one person who comes to mind, obviously, is Danny Gray, right? He was kind of brought in for that reason, to be a burner, to blow the top off the lid of a defense. And one thing coming into the season last year after being drafted from SMU was, you know, he had a case of the dropsies, you know, from time to time. So, you know, maybe this puts some pressure on him. You know, maybe this opens up his eyes a bit to see if he can perform, you know, once camp starts. I think it'll be, you know, totally different come August, you know, July, August, just to see what really happens. But, I mean, you got a burner like that, you know, it's obviously something to look out for. Now, with that being said, you know, you're probably not going to make the team just as a receiver, so you're going to have to do something else, right? Or you're going to have to be able to contribute on teams, you know, whether it be a returner or whether it be, you know, one of the gunners out there. You're going to have to do something else. I don't know that there's a spot there just as a wide receiver.
Rashawn, man, I'm going to switch gears real quick because I know you're multi-talented. Give it to me in 60 seconds or less, brother. What's the feeling for after game one down in Los Angeles with the Lakers falling short to Denver? Everyone seems to think that they found something in the back half of that game in the second half, especially in the third and fourth quarter, of course. What's the feeling in L.A. today you taking around, man, since you're around the City of Angels?
Yeah, man, I've been talking about this all morning. I feel weird. I feel like I'm a wet blanket of sorts. Everybody appears to be optimistic. I think the Lakers are in trouble. You know, I think the elevation, obviously, the altitude is obviously a real thing. I think Denver didn't really look challenged to me. I mean, obviously, Lakers made their comeback. They had a run there towards the end of the game. But I don't know. The Lakers, for the most part of that game, looked overmatched. And so Darvinham and Cumlico, they're going to have to come back with some major adjustments. I think the big one being Hachimura being able to play against Joker, I think that changed some things up for the Lakers defensively. But I'll tell you this, if the games are in the 120s, 130s, Lakers not winning this series. So they're going to have to knuckle up on the defensive end if they're going to try to, you know, be able to pick up a game here and advance through this series. But if this being a high-scoring series the way it was in game one, I don't think that bodes well for the Lakers. But everybody here is optimistic. I'm the only one that
of course, man. You know how it goes in La La Land, man.
That's Rashawn Haylock. You can catch him on KTLA, the 49ers podcast on the Believe Network, and our guest for the last few minutes. Really appreciate the time, my man. Thank you so much.
Hey, y'all be well. Appreciate you. Take care.
And he joins us on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Right after this, Simona's going to explain something to us, and we're going to decide if it's a big deal or no big deal.
How big is it? No matter what, national pundits would tell you it's huge. Now it's our turn to tell you.
Big deal or no big deal?
On Cattles and Robbie.
Something a little different on Big Deal or No Big Deal. And we'll get back to the sportsy sports talk coming up at 3 o'clock and talk some the betting odds for the 2020, which are just disrespectful when you talk about your Sacramento Kings. That's coming up at 3 o'clock, and we'll get around to the Western Conference Finals, much more on the lottery and everything else. But in today's Big Deal or No Big Deal, Simone, who is very nicely dressed today, and you can see that at youtube.com/SacktownSports, and not that you're not usually... You know,
no,
well,
comfy cozy.
Well
usually.
Dressed, but
you dipped in butter today.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Jay. Yeah. But and we
lovable,
found out
Nick.
That this is actually related to the events of tonight.
Huge.
Simone
huge
is going to. So what day. Is happening, Simone? And then JJ and I will decide if it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Or no big deal.
Maybe I will toss it over to our friend Michael Rappaport, who spoke about this earlier. He put out a lovely TikTok that just kind of puts us all in the mood
and
for where we need to
for
go.
For broadcast
yes,
with the FCC?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Wanna, y'all have to clean. Make sure with yeah. Rappaport. Go ahead,
passion.
Kyle.
It's our Super Bowl. Today is the Super Bowl of all reality TV. Super Bowl Wednesday. We had the finale of Jersey last night. And today, the Big Daddy, the Grandmama,
what?
The Grand Dam, the Grand Dam of them all, the Vanderpump Rules finale is going down today. We waited, we debated, we discussed, we cried, we were confused, baffled, but tonight it's happening. What will you do to make it through the day until we get a chance to watch our
part.
Super Bowl tonight?
So much passion.
Sounds like he's almost on the verge of
I'm
tears.
Serious. Yes. I almost so cried happy. Watching his reaction. And he, of course, is referring to Vanderpump Rules, which I know you guys
yes.
don't know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been
I'm
told,
all over it.
Man, Jay, right?
Oh, I've been told explicitly to try and, you know, draw some comparisons back to sports.
Who told you that?
Our boss.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Just was, you know?
And basically everything that this show is, it's a reality TV show on Bravo TV. It's centered around young, hot, wannabe restaurateurs that are navigating all of their friendships and relationships. It's heavily rooted in infidelity and drama and everything great. And yeah,
that's
tonight
great.
Is our, yeah, it's really great TV. Tonight is our Super Bowl. It is the...
is it the season yeah. or the series finale?
The season finale.
Okay.
It is like the level of cool. scandal that we have hit this season is like the deflate game.
What is
it? It is the... It is the
what's the big
live
scandal?
Counterpoint
yes.
to
what
the
is the
PGA.
Big scandal? You have to fill us in so we
towards
can decide if
the
this
tiger
is a big
PGA
deal or no
yes.
big deal.
Oh, wow.
No. I said live to the PGA.
Oh, live to the PGA. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It
I
is
like the metaphor.
Basically that... There's a certain couple that's been on there for years. They've been together for 10 years. And we found out in March
oh.
that he's been cheating on her.
I think
her.
This has been on my timeline.
Yes.
I think
I
this
mean,
has somehow ended up
New
on
York
my Twitter.
The New York Times is writing about it. Page 6. I'm just trying to get the news out there to keep you guys informed.
Yes. Jay just gave me the
that
strangest look when
run.
I told him. I follow some different accounts.
I
right?
see. I see.
Variety I see. Is the spice of life.
Yeah,
you
I follow
can run back to all of
what's
your honeys,
the couple's
your
name?
Boyfriends, your girlfriends, your wives, your fiancés, and you can give them this free game real
what's,
quick.
What's the couple's name again?
This is Ariana and
okay.
Tom Sandoval.
Don't they have a couple name?
Yes.
What's their... I'll...
Well, like the this
like
whole
J-Lo
event...
And them?
Yeah.
The
oh.
whole event is called Scandoval because...
Scandoval.
This is like
that,
the
that's what it was. See, it was
again,
trending.
Back to the deflate gate. Let me put it in sports layman terms for you guys.
So why... Okay, why is it the Super Bowl? Because this is...
Is this the best
yes.
reality
is this the
show
best
on
reality
TV
show?
Now?
Right, I was going to
yes,
say.
Yes, it is. Because okay. it has this unique perspective right now where it wrapped filming at the end of September, let's say. And we all found out in real time in March that he was cheating on her for months. So the whole time... So now it's out and we're watching it as... consumers seeing like, oh, he's cheating on her. He's like with that other chick right now.
Wait,
and
he cheats on her on the show?
Like not on camera,
oh, okay.
but they are hooking up the whole time and they don't know. So they're all interacting with each other.
Oh.
But we as consumers,
scandalous.
It's a fascinating place to be because we're all yelling at our TVs like, liar, cheater, like right now.
Oh, this
so
is definitely sports
the finale,
orientated.
The finale
yeah.
tonight.
Jay was doing the same thing
yes.
during the lottery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rigged.
Right.
It's rigged.
Liar.
The finale tonight is from March when they said get the cameras back up because everyone found out. Page 6, TMZ, everyone... busted this story.
Oh,
that they're
okay.
cheating. So now it's going to be this beautiful moment of female rage. She's going to like yell at him. She's going to cuss everyone out. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Ask me any questions you guys have. Big deal or no big deal?
If you're watching at youtube.com/SacktownSports, first of all, give us those likes. You can see the outfit Jay and I were talking about. So are you going out with friends to watch
this? Is this a celebration?
Why the outfit? Yeah. Why?
I'm going to go like take myself out to a nice like steak dinner tonight. This is truly my second Super Bowl. I'm just trying to let you guys know, everyone listening to Sacktown Sports, that we do have the second Super Bowl happening today.
So but what's interesting is normally, and we've done it a couple times as a show, we go out, watch one of the Kings games, you know, have a bite to eat. You know, that type of situation.
Yeah, are you going to watch this with some friends?
So, are there watch parties? Okay. Okay, gotcha.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think that we enjoy it too much. It's like one of these serious, like, secession or something like that, where you need to be in your couch, totally laser-focused.
Scooter,
I don't think that.
Scooter says, what?
I know. I see someone else. Simone's spilling the tea.
Simone is in spilling the tea mode, says Peg Junk. Scooter says, I'm so lost.
That's fair, Scooter.
No big deal.
Sorry. Big deal.
Who are these people? Like, I'm always... My girlfriend watches some of these, and she likes like the real estate shows on Netflix.
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset is one of them,
I don't knock it. I don't yuck anyone's yum, but one's a big one.
When did we start just giving reality shows to people with just regular ass jobs?
Started with Kim Kardashian, but I mean, hey,
but we know how that happened.
Come on,
right? Ray J will tell you how that happened.
Yeah. But she was an average person who got a show.
Right? There's just so
but
much.
But they work in a bar, right? They're like bartenders. And no offense to anybody in the service industry. Right. I'm just saying. Why did they get a show? And what makes this so interesting?
The similarities remind me a lot of like Jersey Shore in the way that the Jersey Shore people were just regular people. And then because of the show, because of that platform, they became wildly popular in the same way. That's what's happening with this cast. Yeah. That like, yeah, you can't. I mean, they went to the White House Correspondents Dinner and there were jokes about them there. Wow.
The cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Just
were at
three
the White
girls.
House Correspondents Dinner.
The victim,
Dinner?
The one who was cheated on in this love triangle, she went to the White House Correspondents Dinner and they had jokes about her. I mean, this is major league, you guys. And I really wanted to bring this to everyone's attention. So
I like it.
Look, what were you about to ask, Jay? You had one more question
before we
decide if this is a big deal or no big
deal. Well, we could shoot straight to that automatically. I mean, no problem.
That's fair. I'm just glad that I, you know, was able to just give you a little piece of my passion project.
Well, that's what you're here for. That's what we appreciate. You bring something to the table that we probably normally
that we don't,
Nick or right? Rami or yeah, we probably wouldn't even
Nick
think
would
twice
be all
about
over
it.
This, but he's not here today.
Yeah,
we had to bring him
all day.
Okay, let me before I give you big deal or no deal, because I know we have to break. You said this is your second Super Bowl.
Yes.
Would you rather watch this finale or let's just say the 49ers are in the Super Bowl?
I have to take the 49ers. Okay. I do. Right. Yeah, I still come
you
back down to earth.
Lost
but this
mind.
Is
Kings
this...
playoff game or Vanderpump Rules
first
finale?
First round playoff.
Game one against the Warriors.
I was there at game one and it was incredible. That is singularly one of the best experiences
game
I've
four.
Ever been. Now give me the Kings again.
Okay,
give me the Kings. It's good. It's good. But
so Jay,
my sports passion is
big
still
deal
there.
Or
don't
no
worry.
Big deal,
I'm a one thing I've preached and I say this quite a bit, and I've learned to do this more than now than ever, especially.
Yes, sir.
Love what you love, like what you like. If you like it, you
I love
it.
It. I love what you're spitting right now.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's
you know
a
what
big,
I mean?
The pandemic has taught me, man, that tomorrow's not guaranteed. We never know what's coming. Enjoy yourself. Live. If this is what you love, it's a big deal.
If it's a big deal for rocking. Simone,
yeah.
It's a big deal,
deal,
right?
It's right.
Big deal. This thing is a big deal tonight.
Big deals all across the board.
Vanderpump Rules is a big deal tonight.
Finale
check it out.
Tonight. Tweet me. I will be interacting. I'm so happy.
And
so pleased to bring
at
this
Simone
to
Says,
yes,
right? At Simone Says Radio.
We got to get Rappaport on now. I didn't know Rappaport was even tied into this type of stuff.
He's big league.
Oh, yeah. We got to get Rappaport on.
Let's do it.
Make sure we got the dump button right. But yeah, Rappaport is my guy. He's a heck of a guy.
Right after this, again, back to the sportsy sports talk. If that threw you off, sorry about that.
It's not a big deal, Rami.
But the betting odds are out for next year's NBA champions and straight disrespect to your Sacramento Kings.
Sports. Sportsy. Like hardcore sports.
Right. Yes.